Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. Today's lesson is part of our third review, in which we are covering two lessons each day. You can hear the introduction instructions for this review by listening to Lesson 111 in the archives at 12radio.com. Meanwhile, here's a brief version. We will observe a special format for these practice periods that you are urged to follow just as closely as you can. Devote 5 minutes twice a day, or longer if you would prefer it, to considering the thoughts that are assigned. Read over the ideas and comments that are written down for each day's exercise, and then begin to think about them while letting your mind relate them to your needs, your seeming problems, and all your concerns. There is great benefit if you devote the first 5 minutes of the day to your reviews, and also give the last 5 minutes or review the ideas in the hour just before you go to sleep. It is also suggested you give your daily two ideas a brief but serious review each hour. Use one on the hour and the other on the half hour. You need not give more than just a moment to each one. Repeat it and allow your mind to rest a little time in silence and in peace. Then turn to other things, but try to keep the thought with you and let it serve to help you keep your peace throughout the day as well. These practice periods are planned to help you form the habit of applying what you learn each day to everything you do. Do not repeat the thought and lay it down. Its usefulness is limitless to you, and it is meant to serve you in all ways, all times and places, and whenever you need help of any kind. Try then to take it with you into the business of the day. It may be impossible for you to do what is being suggested here as optimal each day and every hour of the day. Learning will not be hampered when you miss a practice period because it is impossible at the appointed time. Nor is it necessary that you make excessive efforts to be sure that you catch up in terms of numbers. Rituals are not our aim and would defeat our goal. But learning will be hampered when you skip a practice period because you're unwilling to devote the time to it that you're asked to give. Do not deceive yourself in this. Unwillingness can be most carefully concealed behind a cloak of situations you cannot control. Learn to distinguish situations that are poorly suited to your practicing from those that you establish to uphold a camouflage for your unwillingness. Do not forget how little you have learned. Do not forget how much you can learn now. Do not forget your father's need of you as you review these thoughts he gave to you.
This is Susan Dentino, Lesson 119, for Morning and Evening Review. Number 107. Truth will correct all errors in my mind. I am mistaken when I think I can be hurt in any way. I am God's Son, whose self rests safely in the mind of God. Number 108. To give and to receive are one in truth. I will forgive all things today that I may learn how to accept the truth in me and come to recognize my sinlessness. On the hour, truth will correct all errors in my mind. On the half hour, to give and to receive are one in truth.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 12 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 12academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.